Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Brian Papstein for community comment. Hasn't it been quite the year? The virus, the elections, the weather, and the fires. And then there are the personal issues that everyone has to deal with that most of us will never know anything about. Many are lamenting the year of 2020 as the extraordinary challenge year, and we've all had to deal with it. But what about the positives that have come about during the year? There are the newborns and the reconnecting of friends. There's spending more time with family members who in the past, well, it may have seemed as if there was no time available to be with them. New hobbies and restarting and refinding some hobbies that had fallen by the wayside. Sure, for many of us, we want our candidates all to be victorious when the votes are counted and undoubtedly recounted, repeatedly. For others of us, we're anxious about returning to what we used to perceive as normal. Shopping at your favorite stores, which may or may not still exist. Eating at your favorite restaurant with friends or other patrons, enjoying an evening of relaxation, not worrying about some of the issues we focus on currently. Sometimes it takes life-defining events to ground us. For me, it was the outpouring of well wishes and condolences and the reconnections we've experienced with Dad's death last month. The common theme has been very nice for me. You know, it's tough when your parents are your parents. Everything you perceive is through the lens of being their offspring. A healthy perspective sometimes isn't possible, and for me, that was the case. Dad was, well, Dad. Aren't all dads the way mine was? Come on, after all, he was just Dad. The humor and phraseology I use are normal, right? I mean, after all, I grew up with that. And now Ange and the kids use the same phrases, or at least they know what I mean, even if they're not familiar to the rest of you. So when they're gone, that's when you find out what others thought about your folks. Dad was never keen about legacy or other such concerns. He had a phrase that basically expressed the opinion that people will miss you for about as long as it takes for water to replace the hole that your finger left when it pulled out. If Dad was still around, I think I'd have to argue that point with him. Since it seems as if there are many who will miss him in our community, that I don't think he realized he touched with his humor, his concerns, or just being himself. So if there's to be a memory of 2020 for me, a challenging year to be sure. A year I don't look forward to repeating, absolutely. But a year of pleasant, quiet surprises that perhaps, just perhaps, we all will have the opportunity to make a difference and leave the community we call home a little bit better after a lifetime of work, laughs, service, and just being a good guy. Now, how cool is that? And regardless of the final outcome of the voting done over the past couple of weeks and the tabulations for the upcoming weeks, the edicts from Sacramento and some of the other challenges we're all facing day in and day out, let's take the time to realize that we all have the opportunity to leave our home a little bit better just because we were here and dared to be a good guy, in spite of it all. Sometimes, being old-fashioned is not a bad thing. For Community Comment, I'm Brian Papstein.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.